Okay, let's, yesterday, yesterday we learned the Gemara. Gemara says that Mitzasiya, Belishna Dekra, has one meaning, and Mitzasiya, Belishna Demasnisen, Belishna Da'alma, means something else. To people, Mitzasiya means, I saw it. And that's Pshat in the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and even to see that even though a person says, I saw it, it's not enough, he has to have a Tainu also. And Belishna Dekra, it means Dasal Yadeh, and that's why in Matzasa Dasal Yadeh Mashma. I said we come back to understanding this Gezeres HaKasav, Matzasa Dasal Yadeh Mashma. What does it mean? We're saying Lishna Dekra Mitzasa means you found something and you actually picked it up. So what? So Rashi says what the Chiddush HaKra is. Rashi Mitzasa Dasa Liyade Mashma Afilu Hachi Yashicha V'lo Yadi Tichav V'lo Yitema. You would think Kimi Yerachmon Yadi Tichav Mechad Lo Yasa Liyade Di Yisrael Lo Yimachai Lomitrach Ala La Duret Avol Asa Liyade Mechuyiv La Zira Davei Dasa Yasura. The question is, what's taich in this Rashi? Rashi is telling us that by Hashavas Aveda, there are two chidushim that exclude a guy. There's one chidush that I would have known before Umatasa, and there's one chidush which I know from Umatasa. That's the Yadai Mashi. In other words, Pash Pshadar Mashi is that if we just say, if we wouldn't say Umatasa, and I would know that Aveda's guy is no chi of Hashavas, I would have thought that that means that if I'm walking in the street and I see a guy's Aveda, I'm not mechuyev to return it. But maybe once I pick it up, if I do pick it up, then I'm mechuyev to return it. So you need an extra pasuk to tell you that even asaliyade, even if something is already beyond Yisrael, there's still no chiyev of Hashem. That's the pasuk of Taich Rashi. That without Umatzasa, I would think, I just don't have to pick it up. By a guy, by a yid, you have to pick it up. So Kamash Mulan Umatzasa, that by a guy, not only before you pick it up, there's a no chiyuv to pick it up by a guy, but even once you picked it up, there's no chiyuv hashav. It's a push to Taich and Rashi. Now this makes sense according to the Ramban Shita. The Ramban Shita in Eilu Metzius is that the pasuk, rather than this week's parasha, tells you two dinim. V'hisalamta, are you allowed to look away? Asucha l'salam. One din that you have to pick up an aveda if it's a yitz, and a second din of hashev tishivim that once you pick it up you have to return. What happens if you see an Aveda in the street, a Yid's Aveda, and you don't pick it up? What are you over? Ramban says you're only over Lesucha Lesalem. You're over on the love of looking away. Because Kozman, you didn't pick it up, is only a pasuk of Lesucha Lesalem. Once you pick it up, so you were Mekayim Lesucha Lesalem, you picked it up, now kicks in the midst of Hashem Tishida. So according to the Ramban, it's very gishmak. If it wouldn't say Umatzasa, I would think by a guy is excluded only from the first din. A guy is excluded by Sucha L'Salem. I would think a guy is only excluded that if I'm walking down the street and I see a guy's Aveda, I don't have to pick it up. But I would think that if I pick it up, maybe there's still a Chiyuv Hashava. So Kamash Malan, the Asaliyade Mashma, that even if it's Asaliyade, a second din, that the guy is excluded, A, from Lesuch Lesale, and B, from Hashav Teshiva. However, most Rishonim disagree with the Ramban. Ramban clearly says that if you see an Aveda and you don't pick it up, you're on both. You're on both. Hashav, the mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim, of returning an Avedi, even if you walk by and you don't pick it up, you also over on Hashev Teshivim. In other words, it's one mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, is a mitzvah whether you picked it up or you didn't pick it up, is a mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim. Which means that according to the Rambam, before you pick it up, there's a mitzvah of Harshei Teshuvei, and a guy is excluded from that. So now, when I do pick it up, why would anything change? Why would I have a habamina that I would pick it up? There's a new din by a guy. Now I've told you, yes, this kasha. I've told you, the element C is, yes, the kasha from this Rashi, from the Gemara, from Rashi, that what's the difference, asaliyadeh, by asaliyadeh, according to the Rambam, is this according to Moshe Shain, that the mitzvah of Hashem Teshivim is sai if you picked it up, sai if you didn't pick it up. So there's no difference if you picked it up or not. So once I tell you by a guy you don't have to pick it up, so Mali, you did pick it up, Mali, you didn't pick it up. Either way, there's no mitzvah of Hashavah. Once I have one miyut to be reminded of guy, I don't need an extra miyut, umatzasa, dasli yadei mashma. What do I need an extra miyut for? This is the kasha that Reb Naftali asks. Reb Naftali, in the regular prints of the Reb Naftali, is page Memches and Memtes in the regular Chidush HaGadah. So Naftali says an interesting answer. Naftali says, Leitam Andiyama Gezel Akum Osir. I want to, just before I get into it, there's a machlokes if Gezel Akum is Osir Min HaTorah or Mutar Min HaTorah. There's no machlokes Halacha L'maisa. Everyone holds Gezel Akum is Osir L'maisa. Just there's a machlokes if it's Deraisa or Derabbanan. Today we're talking about the Raisis, we're touching up a pasuk. So Zot Gainai, if you hold Gezel Akum is Osir Min HaTorah, now I go in the street, let's say it would only be one miyut, but a guy is not a kulin hashoros aveda. I go in the street, I pick up a guy in aveda, I pick up a wallet, or I pick up a keli, and it has a guy's name on it. What's the deal? What would be the deal? Pashtus. I pick up a guy's aveda, and I have it in my hand. So I start thinking, Hashet Shimei, no. Even Asliyadei, Hashet Shiva, I'm no Chiyav Hashava. I'm no Chiyav Hashava, there's no Din Hashava Sabeda by a guy. True. Now, could I take it for myself? Could I take it for myself? I would think. I can't take it for myself. It's still Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is still Asr. So maybe it's still Gezel Akum. Is that true? Good. I want to get to that. One second. So what Reb Naftali says is this pasuk umatzasa da'asal yadei mashma is mechadesh that da'asal yadei doesn't just mean it came to your hand. It means you can take it for yourself. Umatzasa da'asal yadei mashma. Umatzasa means you can take it for yourself. You would think there's a din of Gezel Akum that you can't take it. The pasuk tells you achicha umatzasa. By your brother, when you find it, you have kiyuvim. By yourself, you're not even take it for yourself. As I saw, Reb Naftali and Taich in the pasuk. Okay, so you're going to learn this week a matasa. What's a matasa? The chadish. You can take it for yourself. Now, this is what it says in the Reb Naftali. Let's go back now to the Shitas HaBach that we discussed. We spoke about the Bach who holds that even after a guy loses an Aveda and you find the Aveda and it's in your hand, it's still the guy's. It's still the guy's. Just the Torah said that there's no din of Hashavas Aveda. It's still the guy's. The Rav Shloimeh Eger disagreed. And Rav Shimon disagreed. They held that no, if a guy loses something, it's ice the guys, it's not the guys anymore. This Reb Naftali's teretz, Reb Naftali is saying umatzasa comes to tell you that even after you find the guy's aveda, not only you have to return it, but you can even have it for yourself. This is stems better with the Bach or better with Reb Shloimeh Eger. Right? How does it stem better? Says Beit Yerushalayim Egel, why? Okay, the way you learn, the way you understand, this is what Naftali is saying. He says like you. He says that the guys are Veda is us guys. It's not the guys. Not the guys are Veda. And Umat Sasa is telling you that you could use it. You could use it for yourself. In other words, this pasuk is Gufa Megalatas, the Shita of Rosh Hashanah. This pasuk is Megalatas, that once a guy loses it, it's us yours. It's not yours. Now, what are you going to do according to the Ba'ath? How are you going to understand according to the Ba'ath? If the Ba'ath will hold like the Ramban, then the Kasha never started. So everything is wonderful. Nothing else. I don't think the Ba'ath wants to understand what the Ramban is. So I would have understood, Mamish, the words of Urim Naftali with the Ba'ath. I would say that the Chiddush HaKroi is that I'm allowed to use it despite the fact that it's the guys. In other words, it's half of the guys. Klapa Shemai Yigali, it's the guys. Umat Sasa, Dasa Liyade Mashma, is Megala, that you're allowed to use it, even though it's the guys. It's still the guys. So Umatsasa is only Megala to me that I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to take it, I'm allowed to use it, I can do whatever I want, I can eat it up also. You want to know whose it is? It's the guys. If it would be strings, I can't make tzitzis. Tzitzis have to be lochem, I can't. If it's an esrig, I can't use it, it's the guys, not lochem. But as far as Isurim, they know Isurim, I can do whatever I want with it. That's the way, Lachaira, you can learn the Ramatoli's teretz with the Ba'ath, with the Mahalach of the Ba'ath. But Ramatoli himself is saying not that way. He's saying that Fateret, the Matzas is the Galatas, that it's not the guys. What bothers Ramatoli with the Ba'ath Shita is that if you hold Gezel Akum as Aser, how do you learn the Ba'ath? The Ba'ath becomes Shver. What did the Ba'ath say? It's still the guys. I'm allowed to use it. But Gezel Akum is Aser. So how? What do you mean I'm allowed to use it? It's the guys, I'm allowed to use it? That's what bothers Rav Naftali with the Shita Sabach, that if it's the guys, why am I allowed to use it? In the new Chidush Egarnat, it's brought that Rav Naftali asked this kasha directly on the Ba'ath Shita. The Gezel Akum is Aser. So Gezel Akum is Aser. How could the Ba'ath say that it's still the guys and I'm allowed to use it? So therefore, Naftali learns that that's Gufa Pshat Nigzeres HaKazu Mitzasa. Mitzasa is telling you, Ha Gufa, that it's not the guys. Das Liyade Mashma, it's yours, you can do whatever you want. Even if you hold Gezel Akum is Aser, you can do whatever you want. In the Shura of Shmuel, he learns pretty much the same way. He adds a little bit to the Naftali, but he says the same thing, that this pasuk is telling us, not like the Bach, that Umatzasa, Das Liyade, that it becomes yours. So basically, since we spoke at the Ba'ath, the first time we spoke at the Ba'ath, we had Reb Shimon's kashas on the Ba'ath. Yesterday, I mentioned to you the Reb Moshe's kasha on the Ba'ath, which is quite almost identical to Reb Shimon. And today, we have another kasha on the Ba'ath, that Gezel Akum is Aser. How can the Ba'ath say it's the guys that I could use it? Just to defend the Ba'ath, like I told you yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Ba'ath. Ba'ath is not just Dam Das Yachid. I'd like to tell you a Rav Yosef Naibshitz, Chayshim Mishpat, Yom Batumim. We know that Gezel Akum is Aser. We know that Hafkas Halvasai is Mutter. What is Hafkas Halvasai? Hafkas Halvasai is, if you owe a guy money and he forgot about it, you don't have to remind him. Of course, Abba said, let's say your old guy Manini dies, and his children don't know anything about it. So of course, Abba said, is Mota. You don't have to tell them at all. Why isn't Havkas Havasek also a Geder of Gezelma? So Rabbi Yosef Eifshit says that Gezel by a guy is only where the Isura Asr Liyadeh. Where Gezel Akum is only Asr by a guy, the Isura Asr Liyadeh, if it came into your possession, the Isur. However, if Behetera Asr Liyadeh, if it came into your possession, Beheter, the guy lent it to you. So came into your possession beheter, then there's no parsha of gezel akum. If beheter asa liyadeh, it's just a question of hashava. So for that, hafkas avasay mutter. As long as it came to your hands beheter asa liyadeh, it's mutter, my nafkamina. He says, if you have a mashkin, you lent the guy money, and he gave you a mashkin, are you allowed to use the mashkin? By yid, you wouldn't be allowed to use the mashkin. By a guy, you could use the mashkin without his permission. The mashkin came to your hands, beheter. So you're allowed to use it. There's no parsha of gezel akum by beheter asr liyadeh. So the Vach could hold the same thing here by avedas akum. A guy's aveda came into the yid's hands. Beheter asr liyadeh. Why? Because there's no partial asr from the salim and hashit teshuvah. Umatzasa asr liyadeh mashma. Allowed to pick it up and not give it to you. It's beheter. Frek, the Reb Naftali, how are you allowed to use it? Gezel akum is asr. How are you allowed to use it? Gezel akum is asr. According to the rule of the tumim, it's not a kasha. It's taka the guys. If I have a guy's mashkin, a guy's mashkin, I'm also allowed to use. He's a guy's mashkin. So the same thing, the bachel hole, a guy's aveda, it's taka the guys. The taka belongs to the guy. But I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to use the guy's aveda. It's not a stira that it's the guy's, and gezel akum is asr, and I'm still allowed to use it. Because as long as beter asr liyadeh, there's no parsha of gezel akum. Well, the way we're understanding now, it's only because you have an obligation to return. That's the whole hanacha. That's because of the obligation to return. If you could prove to me differently, then you'll have a claim. I think it's only because of the alright, so akoponim.
What?
You're allowed? You're allowed to borrow money from the guy in my return. The time you borrow it, you have to intend to return, otherwise, it's seriously up. But the time you got it, you intend to return it, then it's okay. It's okay if you're. Library books. Ramesha is a tshuva. Ramesha says that stealing from the city. Ramesha is a tshuva. Stealing from the city is Gezel Akum and Gezel Yisrael. He says if the item you're taking is something which a yid could use, it's Gezel Yisrael, even though it's rape guarded. But since you would return the library book to a library, it's possible the yid would use it. It's available to yid. He said that's Gezel Yisrael. Let's say if somebody steals a stop sign. So my shows that's Gezel Yisrael. Because a yid could use a stop. I mean, not all you can stop the stop signs, but some do. So stop signs use very. He says if you go into the transit authority's storage room, you steal a stop sign from there. That's gezel akum. Also awesome. Gezel akum. Because there you're not taking something a yid would use. Because wherever there's a stop sign, there's still a stop sign. You just take it away from there. That's gezel akum. You steal a stop sign from a sign. He says it's gezel yisrael. So, nafkamina is to be evident if you have to return it. It's by Goyim, according to most Rishayim, there's no din hashava. By Yidin, there's a din hashava. So, that's from Moshe's tree. But our kapanim, so that's the Gezeres HaKazul Matzasa. Again, Rav Naftali learns the Gezeres HaKazul Matzasa is a chiddush that even though Gezel Akum is Aser by Mitzia, you're allowed to use it. That's what he learns. The Bacha learned Umatzasa Dasal Yadei Mashma is Megalatas, that even though it's still the guys, if it's Dasal Yadei, you're allowed to use it. Because according to the rules, you're allowed to use it. Okay, let's see the bottom of the Yomid. So we got through the Sugya Sagamara. The Gemara said that there are two, that the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, Ani Mitzasiyah and Kula Shali. Why does it say both? So what did the Gemara say? To tell you that Kula Shali is more than Riyah, Riyah alone is not Chayim. The Gemara now is the Kasha, and just the Cheshbon of the Gemara needs a little Iyun, even though it seems to be a very simple Gemara. Let's just see the next few, the last few lines of the Yomid. When we must it's Amrit Chada Katani, could you say it's all one case? V'ha Zev is Zev Katani. Zev, I need to see a Zev, I need to see a Zev. Zev, a collision, Zev, a collision. Mishnah saying it like it's two cases. So you just teach that it's all one case. And it's a Chiddush, a Mitzasiyah would mean Riyah. Kula Shali is Kamash Malan, that Riyah alone is not Kaina. Mishnah Zai. Papa V'Temer of Sima Barashi. And some say Chidi sometimes means the name of the Talmud Chacham, somebody named Chidi. And sometimes it means Amrila Chidi, and some say it without a name. Chidi means empty. Some say without a name that Reisha b'Mitzia, b'Seifa b'Mekach u'Memka. Wait, before we get to the Trichas. What is the Gemara doing here? The Gemara is saying there are two cases in the Mishnah. One is Shnein Ozeh B'Talah, Zaymer Ani Mitzasiyah, Zaymer Ani Mitzasiyah. Case number one. Case number two, Zeh Oimer Ani Lekachtiya, Zeh Ani Lekachtiya, Yishon Tzad Ebedit, and that's case number two, Mekach U'Memkar, and bang, we're going to spend the next week figuring out what the Shakavatari of Mekach U'Memkar is. At this point in the Gemara, how did you understand the Gemara? Is the Gemara having Charata from the rest of the Sonnet? Is the Gemara saying, till now I told you, Mitzasiya means Rasiya, and Kulishali is finishing it off and saying that Riyah is not Kaina, that you need actually a Kenyan. So we're saying, no, we have Charata. Reisha v'Mitzia said Mekach u'Memkar, and we have Charata from what we said till now. That's the way you learn the Gemara. Or is the Gemara adding that there are two Chidushim in the Mishnah? How do you understand the Shach of the Kaina? How would it be two? In other words, you understood that I'm Charata.
That's why it says
Ani.
Tell you that
it's
Sugya
of the paper. So therefore.
Therefore you can
learn
how to.
You can or you cannot?
Cannot.
Therefore you cannot learn how to. That's the way everyone understood. You cannot. So let me tell you, I don't know, tell me this cheshbon. Should I tell you first my cheshbon or Rabbi Kivega's cheshbon? Should I say Rabbi Kivega's older than me? Rabbi Kivega just goes in the bottom Rashi. Rabbi Kivega is actually printed in the Mishnayos, on the Mishnah. But you all saw the bottom Rashi. What does Rashi say in the bottom Rashi? That if it would be a case of Aniya Raktiya and Aniya Raktiya, then what would they then be? Yehimunach. That's what Rashi says. Aniya Raktiya, Aniya Raktiya would be Yehimunach. We already know that Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rambam all disagree with Rashi. The Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rambam hold that Aniya Raktiya and Aniya Raktiya is also Yachloiku. It's also the same din of Yachloiku. So we have here Machloikus. Rashi says Aniya Raktiya is Yehimunach. Rambam, Tosfos, Rosh will hold Aniya Raktiya is Yachloiku. Such a Kiva Eger, why did Rashi wait till here to tell me this? Why didn't Rashi tell me this right away in the Mishnah? Why did Rashi point over here tell us Ani Mitzasiyah is dafka, Ani Raktiyah is different? Why? Such a Kiva Eger, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara now says Reisha b'Mitzasiyah, v'Seifa b'Mekach u'Memkar, that the Reisha is talking by Mitzasiyah. And the Sefer is talking about Memkamech, Vitzricha. In the next few lines we'll see is a tzrichasa. Zot Rashi, this is a raya to me. Why didn't the Mishnah chapa on the case of Amir Rakia? Amir Rakia would be the biggest chiddush, because there is a Vaday Ramay. If, like Tosfos holds, that Amir Rakia is also Yachloiku, so what do I need? I need a Tzisiya, Mecca for Memka, and a whole Tzrichasa. You could have just told me one case of Amir Rakia. If you just tell me one case of Amir Rakia, I'll know everything. So Rashi says it here to prove his shita. It's a raya to my shitas of Rashi. That Ani Arakia is Yehimunach. It says Ani Arakia is Yehimunach. So therefore, the Mishnah couldn't hop on Ani Arakia. So it had to tell you, Sai Ani Mitzasiya. And Sai Mekafumemkar. And it's Rishas of both of them. But on Taisus Ishver, you should have just told me Ani Arakia and finished. As I stay to Rabbi Kibay. Beis Halevi, in the beginning of Simen Lamed Beis, says kamat the same thing. He just adds a small knage. He adds that Rashi can ask on Tosfos that the Mishnah should not have said not ani mitzasiya, not ani araktiya, not mekachu memka. It should have just been soisim. It should have said any case of Shnayim Oiz in the Talis, and Zayim Akulashali, it doesn't matter what they're timing, in all cases, Yachloiku B'Shvua. Because according to Tosfos, it is that way. It doesn't matter what you're timing. For Raya, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings the Mishnah, the Rambam doesn't say Ani Mitzasiya. The Rambam just says Shnayim Oiz in the Talis, Zayim Akulashali, Yachloiku. So the Beis Halevi adds to Rabbi Kidega. Rabbi Kidega says that it's fair on Tosfos, the Mishnah should have said on the Araktiya. Why didn't the Mishnah say on the Araktiya? Beis Halevi says it was stronger. He says, even if you find some reason that it couldn't say on the Araktiya, but the Mishnah should have just incised them. Zayma foolishly, Zayma to Yachlaitu. So it's Rashi, it's a raya to me. That I must be on the Araktiya as Yehimunach. It must be that on the Araktiya as Yehimunach. It says on the Araktiya as Yehimunach. It couldn't say on the Araktiya. It couldn't say Stama. So therefore it said the two cases are Nima Tzisiya and Mekka Memka. Very geschmack into Rashi. Why Rashi says it here. And how Rashi, where does Rashi Shita come from? So, okay, it comes from the Gemara later also, but it also comes from here. That over here we see that Ani Araktiya would be different. As I said, this Rabbi Kidager and the Beis Halevi learned up why Rashi says it on this piece of the Bible. Very geschmack, up to learn Rashi, and it's very smooth. What does Tosfos answer? Chayes Akash on Tosfos, why didn't the Mishnah say Stama? What do you say? What is Tosfos' answer? Why didn't the Mishnah say Ani Araktiya? Why didn't it say Stama? Because the Shvua, that what? So what they say is that Tosfos on the Amud Beis is coming to answer it. The top Tosfos on the Amud Beis says that Ani Araktiya, if we just say Ani Araktiya alone, I would say that if we just say the case of Ani Araktiya, I would say by Ani Araktiya, that's why they swear. Because by Ani Araktiya is a Vaday Ramay. So we make them swear, they'll be Pirish. Nobody wants to swear falsely. So Ani Araktiya, they'll be Pirish and done. I would think Ani Mitzasiya, I don't make them swear, because Ani Mitzasiya, we already said, it could be a case of Bididani. Ani Mitzasiya could be, there won't be Pirish. So that's the Taisa on the other days of answering why the Mishnah couldn't hop on the case of Ani Araktiya. What about why it didn't say Stama? Why did it just say Stama? That Tosfos answering, why don't you say like the Rambam says, just say Stoma, Kulishli Kulishli, Yechleiku B'Shvua, all cases.
How do we know that
No, it's a Shesh Shnayim. Shnayim is in Vitalis. Zayim Apulishali, Yachlaik Ubishlua. Which is the way the Rambam says it. If you're going to tell me something wrong with it, we're going to have a problem with the Rambam. So the way Rabbi Kibege says it, it's very geshmak. Because of the Tosfos himself answers it. Why doesn't it just say no case at all? So that we still need a teretz for. Could it be, so it can't be, but I'm just thinking aloud. Could it be that even like Tosfos, even though Tosfos Shita and the Rosh Hashita and the Rambam Shita, the reason the Mishnah chapped on Ani Mitzasiyah, you know why it chapped on Ani Mitzasiyah? Because it wants to tell you the Chiddush that Ria is not claiming. Maybe it chapped on Ani Mitzasiyah and then a Lashon Apula Shali, because the Tekka could have been Saisa. The Mishnah could have been Saisa. It could have said, like Beis Halevi says, it could have just said Stama, Zayim Apula Shali, Zayim Apula Shali, Yachlaikum. The Mishnah wanted Derech Agav to be Mechadish to us, the Chiddush of the first piece of Gemara. That even if you say Ani Mitzasiyah, which means Ria, you still have to say Kula Shali, because Ria itself is not kind.
Yeah, that's
what?
That's why the Mishnah
wanted
the wrong case. The whole thing was telling you, Mishnah is Seirah.
And what about for the fact that the whole Mishnah is a Mishnah Yisera? Because like Tosis, it could have said Stoma, Kulishali, period. The whole Ani Mitzasiyah is extra. Because if it said Kulishali, Stoma, I would know all three. I would know Sayani Raktiya, Sayani Mitzasiyah, and Sayani Akechom Amkar. So now Ani Mitzasiyah is extra. So it has to say Ani Mitzasiyah to tell us the Siddish. So could it be that even in the Maskana, Light Tosfos, I'm just thinking aloud that maybe Light Tosfos, why did it stay Stam Kulishali, like the Rambam says? Why did it add Ani Mitzasiyah? So Tosfos understands that's not Shvet, because Ani Mitzasiyah is Agav telling you the Chiddush of Ria. Agav is telling you the Chiddush of Ria. Saying it wouldn't be in the Mashmas. Maybe it wouldn't be in the Mashmas. If it just said, Ani Mitzasiyah, Ani
Mitzasiyah.
It says, one Mitzasiyah, and then it says, Kulishali, Kulishali. Yeah, I'm telling you, Ani Mitzasiyah. So I say, I saw it. Ani Mitzasiyah means I saw it. Even though I say, I saw it, I still have to say, Kulishali. I still need Kulishali. Even though I said, Ani Mitzasiyah, Mitzasiyah alone is not enough. Because Mitzasiyah means Ria. It says, Kulishali, to tell you that Mitzasiyah, Ria alone is not enough. You're saying that, no, why? And say, why can you say that in the Maskana?
Because now we're talking about two separate places. We're talking about one, we're talking about that, and we're talking about it. So yeah, we have to ask him some sort of appeal over here, maybe, perhaps. But
what, where do I get to the appeal? Okay, maybe you're right. I'm not sure. I think, if I would look enough in Sfarim, I would find someone to say, it's almost a cup that someone does learn the Pshat in the Gemara this way. That might twice this, even the Maskana, the original drasha holds true. I looked, maybe I should have looked in the Eitzer, maybe he'll bring. I'm telling you a possible mahalach, like Tysis, all like Tysis, but actually something like this one. Alright, so what are we walking away with? According, what? Yeah, it's just not like the Kidega. Kidega Zicha learns that we're having Harata.
No,
we're in Charatim first drasha. Kivega says there's still a raya on Maskana? If he says it, I'd like to see it. I didn't notice that in his Lashon on the Mishnah. That's right. When the piece, which piece? In the second piece on the Mishnah? I'll look again. If he says it, then that's where I saw it. Anyway, we're ending up with a pshat in the Mishnah Reishit Metzia Sefer Mecca from Mecca of Tzrichas. Now the Gemara says, He says, look, I'm giving money, he's giving money. So, we're fighting over a talus. The talus is worth $100. I'm willing to give the $100. So since I'm willing to give the $100, I'm not really being mafsid him. So I'll be my reheter. He's wrong. Why is he wrong? He's right. I'm not stealing from anybody. He bought it first. I'm pretending I bought it first. Now I'm giving him his $100. He has his $100 back with him. The talus only worth $100. So why is he wrong? What? Stealing is on the chavis. So stealing is on the chavis. So I'm not really stealing any value from him. What am I doing? Am I stealing value from him or just the chavis? The right to chavis. So it's like a chamsin. A chamsin is someone who takes an object and gives money. So the Torah says it's the lesser, right? He's missing the mitzvah of returning Yizayla. That's also true. Okay, but we're learning, at least till now, and next week we'll see, we're learning he's not stealing any value from the other person. Is that the way we're learning? There's no kish value that he's stealing, because he's giving you the value of the talus. So we're not looking at the sugya as any type of kish value, even though the Gemara always talks about if Tevas HaNoah Mamin, Tevas HaNoah Lav Mamin, the Gemara sometimes considers having a right to something to have a value. But at least when we're starting the sugya, we're learning that he's not stealing any value. He's just stealing the rights to who has the rights to the chavis. Okay, we're now going to get into Lezi Zuzi. There's a lot of work to do for Sunday because besides the Tosfos, the Rosh is quite marich here on the sugya, the Rosh in Siman Beis and Gimel. So at least there's a Haskalah. There are two Pshatim Lezi Zuzi, there's Rashi and Tosfos and the Ri. And make sure you have all the Pshatim straight. We'll see you next week.